All right, so further to my video from yesterday, pleading with conservative supporters to please force your leader to denounce the SDGs, the UN Agenda 2030. Now, there seems to be some confusion on the part of some conservative folks, and they think that when Pierre Poilievre denounces the World Economic Forum, that somehow is good enough. Well, it isn't. You need to understand that the World Economic Forum is simply a support mechanism for the UN agenda. This UN agenda has a history to it. It was the Club of Rome and a book written by Dennis Meadows. That's the foundation of the Sustainable Development Agenda. That process started in 68 with the creation of the Club of Rome. It was in 71 that the Club of Rome people, the sponsors of the Club of Rome, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Schiffs, the big bankers, funded this organization. They're the same people that tapped Klaus Schwab to create the World Economic Forum, which is the entity that brings together the corporations around the world and it was created to have influence and to promote this agenda. The World Economic Forum is simply a support mechanism for the root of all evil, which is the SDG, Sustainable Development Goals, Agenda 2030. That is the pinnacle of globalism. Pierre Poilievre can run around wherever he wants to and denounce the World Economic Forum until he's blue in the face. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Until he acknowledges, recognizes, and denounces the UN Sustainable Development Agenda, which he will not do. This is why I'm asking conservative supporters, if you love this country and what it represents, then you will get on board and force him to acknowledge this agenda and then acknowledge that it's his party that committed us to this agenda. First in Mulroney government in 92, then Harper made it law in 2008 under the Sustainability Act, which compels a sovereign nation such as Canada to report its progress in achieving the goals of sustainable development to the UN, an unelected, unaccountable foreign entity. And then in 2015, Harper signed it again, a month before Trudeau was elected, who referred to us as the first post-national state because of it, and a country with no core identity. He can denounce the World Economic Forum till he's blue in the face. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. He has to, he must acknowledge, recognize, and denounce the UN Agenda 2030. That's the root of all evil in this country and throughout Western civilization. And he has yet to even acknowledge it.